Bible mutilation. The continued erosion of the bedrock of Christianity. By Eugene Lopatinsky. The most intensive attack of Satan is against the person of Christ, who he is, why he came, what he says. Jesus speaks throughout the entire Bible. The second, most important attack is therefore against the Bible itself. Don't take the word of anyone, but check yourself whether all copyrighted, modern language, Bible versions are being systematically and progressively corrupted in areas central to our faith. Compare Old King James, KJV, with any recent American Standard Bible, as, or the New International Version, NIV. 1 Peter 2:2 in King James, KJV. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2 in the American Standard. As newborn babes, long for the spiritual milk which is without guile, that ye may grow thereby unto salvation. Deleted, the American Standard, as well as NIV, deliberately left out milk of the Word, food which Bible provides. The verse loses its math signature and its central meaning and purpose. Significance: what is spiritual milk? Hinduism. As you see, anything, any pagan religion, can now be inserted into this corruption. To devil worshippers, spiritual milk is Satanism. John 6:47 in King James. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. John 6:7 in American Standard. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. Deleted, on me, on Jesus. Significance: the central aspect of Christianity, faith in Jesus, has been purposely omitted. Faith in Jesus, who he is, what he's done for mankind, is the only means of salvation. Compare, my website, Jesus, who? And Jesus, why? The corrupted verse is now broad enough to insert any paganism. Believe what? Believeth on what? Muslims believe, but not on Jesus of the Bible. Even devil worshippers believe. 1 John 5:7 in King James. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. 1 John 5:7 in American Standard. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is the truth. Deleted, heaven, Father, Word, Holy Ghost. Significance: the definition of Trinity abolished. Don't witness with American Standard or NIV, or some of the other modern Bible, to prove Trinity. You'll have no proof. Luke 4:4 in King James. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4 in American Standard. And Jesus answered unto him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Deleted, by every word of God. Reference to the Bible is removed. Significance: the verse becomes meaningless. Isolated examples. By 1997-98, the NIV had 64,000 words taken away, 30,000 changes of what God said. This program of corruption is global in scope. For example, every new change in NIV, New International Version, is exactly and immediately reproduced in the Spanish Reina Valera Bible. The corruption continues with each edition. The goal is a total departure from Textus Receptus, a vanishing Jesus, vanishing salvation, man works his own salvation, replacement of God's identity with neutral, he, Spirit, the One, into which anything, including the Antichrist, can be ushered in. Most of this article is now 5 years old. You can find additional examples in recent Bibles yourself. Today, only the Old King James still stands as an accurate translation of the TX. Receptus. The destruction of the Bible is more dangerous to Christianity than the worst persecution. God's word is our bedrock. Save every King James Bible you can, probably the only exact English translation of Textus Receptus still available. This is the reason for using the King James Bible and King James only. There are approximately 5,000 earliest Greek New Testament manuscripts still in existence today. Of all these writings, 99.44% agree with each other. This constitutes the Textus Receptus, now underlying the original King James Bible. What happened in 1881? Two spiritualists, practice of Spiritism, Luciferians, Westcott and Hort, changed the traditional Greek text in 8,413 places, using the corrupt Vaticanus manuscript. The Vaticanus is a product of Origen, who himself was declared a heretic by synods in Alexandria, Jerusalem, Cyprus, and the General Council of Constantinople in 553 AD. This heretical onslaught was cloned by Eberhard Nestle and Son in 1927 and is propagated vigorously by globalists endorsing a one-world religion with virtually unlimited funding. The new version of TX. Sinaiticus, Vaticanus and Alexandrinus derive, in fact, from Origen's Hexapla. What does God say, twice, in Galatians 1:8-9? King James only, as we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preacheth unto you any gospel other than that which ye received, let him be anathema, accursed. Yes, Lord. The Bible is a love story, written with blood, upon a wooden cross, the story of God's love for you. Men are not lost because they are sinners, they are lost because they have rejected Jesus who died for them. The ultimate treasure is not creation, it is the Creator. Any conceivable sacrifice in this world is worthwhile just to find Jesus and to belong to Him. If you want Him, pray now with me. Dearest Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins, please be the Lord of my life, help me to love You with all my heart and obey You with all my strength and to read Your Bible, every day of my life. If you do this, and mean it, with an open heart, this prayer will never fail. It will become the greatest thing you will ever have, and it will last forever. After this, check out the guide in how to read the Bible and clean up your life, look it up in my earlier articles. It's made for you.